This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, our host gives us details about Satan being convicted and cast out of heaven.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. Christ appeased the wrath of God and satisfies his justice with his blood as the sacrifice, which was foreshadowed by the sacrificial system given with the law. But because of this, Satan was disarmed as an accuser of people before God because of the sacrifice of Christ. So legally, Satan was judged and disarmed. But like any legal transaction, there is a difference between legislation and enforcement. The sentence will be completely carried out at the millennium. But that's a key point. There's a difference between legislation and enforcement. We're going to get to that in a second. But the Church of Jesus Christ can partially enforce Satan's sentence by standing against him on the legal ground we have in the death and resurrection of Christ. For example, let's talk about a law. A law that is not enforced will not do any good at all. It doesn't mean that it's not a law. It just means it is having no effect since it is not being enforced. The Church of Jesus Christ is the enforcer of the penalty of Satan based on Jesus' death on the cross. If the church does not do its part, then we are not showing any indication that Satan was judged and disarmed at the cross. We're failing to enforce the legal reality that Jesus Christ defeated Satan. We're failing to put on our spiritual armor and resist the devil, causing him to flee. It takes spiritual weapons to win spiritual battles. You know, and oftentimes we go to spiritual battles with carnal weapons. And they're totally useless. It takes spiritual weapons to win spiritual battles. And we know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. But the problem is that the church does not perceive the spiritual battle. One of the most important weapons in our arsenal is prayer. And we know that prayer worked for Daniel. We know that prayer worked for Daniel. But moving on to the other verses in this chapter, you know, we've just summarized Satan's thrown out of heaven and the woman, the child, and the dragon. Satan is cast out of heaven and relegated back to earth for his final attack on God's people. And let's finish chapter 12 by reading verses 10 through 17. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time."
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.